You can and perhaps should, if you haven't already, read about the extraordinary life of a woman named Edith Stein, whom we honor today. And you read about her Jewish upbringing, her amazing career as a phenomenologist at a time when women's studies and women in academia was not yet part of our cultural milieu. You can read about her extraordinary conversion to Christianity and that profound moment where she realized she was called to be a bride of Christ and enter Mount Carmel. And then you can read about her end in a Nazi concentration camp. You can read about it, as was I years ago when I was in Lourdes taking pilgrims. And I was fascinated by her story and by her writings, which are really profound and beautiful, as she wrote her essays on women. But that's not what I want to focus on. Just quickly this. As I was sharing with her, with one of the pilgrims in Lourdes that I was taking around, we saw a picture, a large banner where she was hung in the basilica there, that underground basilica in Lourdes, France. And she stopped and she said, "You know what? You know what? Edith Stein has adopted you." I said, "What?" "She's adopted you. The way you speak of her. I think she's adopted you." And at that moment, and this isn't a theological category, but it's true, I think, that I realized, and what became real for me, was the communion of saints. That I was studying a person and her writings as if she was locked in history, like we'd read about George Washington and what he did. And this woman that day said, "No, you're in a relationship. She's adopted you. And I think she cares about you." I guess that is what we teach about the communion of saints, isn't it? And that was so beautiful. That we don't really choose them. They're much smarter. And God knows what we need, and he sent her to help me. And I haven't done a good job of keeping that relationship up, but I'm going to restart it, kickstart it today. What a beautiful gift that we have the communion of saints. We have Jesus, and we need him above all. But along that journey, that God would send us not only our guardian angel to whom we should talk regularly, but saints. Some of us, we've been assigned to us, and we don't even maybe know it yet. So it's a good time on these feast days of some of these saints to rekindle and to re-acknowledge the powerful intercession of the saints. They're our brothers and sisters. Edith Stein is my sister. She's my sister in Christ. And she has all the time in the world to help me out. We do well to call upon them. So let us rekindle or beg the Lord, right, to reveal to us all those saints who are interceding for us today, and to keep that relationship with our siblings, our saintly siblings, to keep that alive. Saint Edith Stein, pray for us today. Pray for me.